people who come here now have all kinds of different reactions to this painting. Some are overwhelmed by the size. Some are puzzled by the busy bits of detail. Critics and art historians have had different reactions too. Some of them have homed in on the technique, picking out Tintoretto's bold brush strokes, or the contrast between light and shade. Some have concentrated instead on the emotion of the scene. And that's the line that John Ruskin took in the 19th century, when he was so dumbfounded by it that he said the painting was absolutely impossible to analyse. I think he might have tried a bit harder. What Tintoretto has done is blur the lines between the viewer and the painting. Some of the characters there are wearing modern, that is, 16th century dress, not biblical outfits. And there are some ordinary 16th century people doing the digging, tugging on the ropes and putting up the ladders. More than that, if you stand in front of it, it's almost as if you become part of the encircling crowd around that central scene. What's being hammered home here is the fact that the crucifixion is both a historical event in past time and a religious event which breaks down the barriers of time and space. But there's another, more controversial reading of this painting which often gets lost on the connoisseurs who stand before it. This painting was produced at a really critical moment in the story of the Brotherhood, when they were being attacked for spending far too much on bling and on doing up their premises, and not half enough on helping the poor.